Want to mention something that is circling the globe. It's hot in the news, and it is called Darwinis Maselli. Darwinis Maselli. It's kind of silly. It's hit the news in the most sensationalistic fashion. It's a fossil specimen that is said to be like finding the lost ark. It's the scientific equivalent of the Holy Grail. The hyperbole is breathtaking. It's called, catch this, the most important fossil find in 47 million years. It's been called the mother of all monkeys. In actuality, all it is a silly debate amongst evolutionists as to whether Darwinis Maselli is an ancestor of lemurs or humans. It doesn't do anything to settle the creation-evolution debate. And in light of all the fanfare, we would do well to remember that past candidates like Lucy have bestowed fame on their finders, but have done precious little to distinguish themselves as prime exemplars of human evolution. As the corpus of hominid fossil specimen grows, it has become increasingly evident there's an unbridgeable chasm between hominids and humans. Similar structures on different species don't provide proof of genealogical relationships. Common descent is simply an evolutionary assumption that's used to explain similarities. And to assume that hominids and humans are close related because both of them can walk upright is like saying hummingbirds and helicopters are related because both can fly. I've said it before, but the distance between an ape who can't read or write and a descendant of Adam who composes musical masterpieces or sends men to the moon is the distance of infinity. Bottom line, evolution can't satisfactorily account for the genesis of life, can't account for the genetic code, can't account for the ingenious synchronization process needed to produce life from a single fertilized human egg. Evolution can't satisfactorily explain how physical processes can produce metaphysical realities, consciousness, spirituality. This insatiable drive to produce a missing link is fraught with selling and sensationalism and subjectivism. Instead, we should not be pandering. We should promote solid science. I mean, if you've looked at this for any period of time, you're aware of the fact that this hype supposes that Nebraska man and Piltdown man and Peking man and Pithecanthropus erectus are not so significant now, because supposedly now we found the mother of all fossil finds. We found the missing link, the most important discovery in the evolutionary process in 47 million years. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. As Christians, we need to be able to see through the hype and help others to do that as well, because believe me, this has been touted in every newspaper and periodical that I've laid my hands on in the last 48 hours. But at its root, it's just plain old selling and sensationalism. So don't let your kids fall for the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie.